the talking point?
I'm still going through
We're not gonna run a new scenario.
Okay. And then for this table, do we, next week at the TAC, do we just present scenario six and the details of scenario six and the 1 year table and the 1 year road list?
Yes.
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 Okay. Got it.
Thank you. So in terms of updating, right, scenarios, they've already seen 1 through 5, the full TAC.
Correct.
Okay, all right. So I just wanted to make sure that we didn't talk about something here that dropped off and there was no updating of the full committee, but they've already seen 1 through 5, so then the focus is gonna be 6.
And I think in terms of presentation, we'll go through 1 through 5 just as a refresher and then say we develop scenario 6.
Okay.
At the direction of the subcommittee and this will.
Okay.
I thought they were all presented to the committee at the last meeting.
We had 2 new ones last meeting.
Six and seven.
We had 6 and 7 last week and then we wanted to dispense with 7.
And those dropped off.
Right.
Yeah.
We dispensed with 7 and we wanted to just look at 5 and 6 again, so they have seen 1 through 5.
So when we did the presentation, do we do a little summary of what we went through with the subcommittee?
I'd like someone on the subcommittee to make a presentation as to the work that the subcommittee did, John. And so then that will go through what happened here and bring people up to speed on what happened here, and then we can lead into your presentation of focus on 6, which was the subcommittee's recommendation.
Okay.
So, and that's what I was wanting to get at. I forgot about 7 because that had dropped off at the last discussion. I think at least noting to the full committee that you had seen 5 full committee, there were scenarios 6 and 7 presented to the subcommittee, and scenario 6 is what is being advanced for consideration.
Yeah, and that's what John will say.
Oh, okay. So just so, and that's what I wanted to make sure, that we didn't have a scenario that was discussed here that the full committee isn't at least made aware that, hey, there was a scenario that was additionally considered. It's no longer being recommended for advancement.
Right. And it was voted off the island.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right.
It's part of San Joaquin. I mean, yeah. and other things that we've talked about. If you want to go forward with that, we're still looking at different, the different treatments. And as we discussed before, utilizing a chip seal on a rural arterial versus a micro seal for local roads, it could be the same thing. I mean, we explored the green asphalt. We explored a terminal blend, which is a rubberized. All of those scenarios are out on San Joaquin, and part of that was also just milling and pulverizing existing road and then doing either a double chip seal or a chip seal, different treatments to see if there's something that's more economical that will still last. The problem with that is that we have a variety of topography, a variety of soil conditions, and variety of drainage conditions that are all contributing to that. We've seen some failures in some areas associated with that, and we don't look at it as a failure of, we chose the wrong thing. It helps guide us, So I think part of those treatments is that it takes time to get a full view. So right now we don't have a recommendation beyond what we need to do, but I think as we move forward. That's generally, that's what I know of the residential road, local road treatments. Coming from that, was there more?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Eve, was there more?
Yeah, no, I think there was a question regarding, should we have the subcommittee look at, do we want to move forward with a different type of treatment for next, for this coming year? And then we decided after this got placed on the agenda that we would not recommend any changes for this coming batch of work, and we'll wait for one more year on the testing of San Joaquin, and by, potentially by next year, we will have an updated and recommend potentially different treatment. So yeah, we could hold this item basically after we decide we would make changes.
So there's no direction you're looking for the subcommittee with regard to this, it's just informative?
Yes.
Just good, thank you. Okay.
Just a quick question about what was being passed around, so this is.
I think these were the streets that you came.
Would you like me to walk you through?
This is, well, actually, this is both scenario five, so I was just curious.
Yeah, there should be a five and a six.
Yeah, six is still being printed out right now.
Oh, so there's two, okay. There's a lot of people.
Has everybody got five?
Everybody has five, right?
All I did was take the spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet that came and sorted it by district and then year, and this is what flushes out of scenario five. And the first, it's just listed by district with the, on the far right, because my eyesight is bad, I made the font bigger to show the dollar total and the percent total of the overall program. So district one, you see the 20%. And the dollar figure, District 2 only gets 4%. District 3 gets 54%, that's my district. And District 4 gets 18%, and District 5 gets 4%, I guess. And then these are all the streets that are flushed out.
These are all collectors, locals, arterials, all
yes,
of them.
Yes, everything. So I couldn't tell locals from, or collectors from, the other arterial class, and they're just sorted in alphabetical order, so it doesn't tell you, this doesn't tell you the order of priority that they would be addressed, I guess.
The functional classes are footnotes at the bottom of the page, so you can.
Ours are locals.
Read the code, the code is then. That's the, now the drum roll for scenario six, which comes to 7 pages long, is probably 3 pages long.
So what is the functional class designation?
That's down at the bottom.
The bottom of it.
The bottom of the
first page.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. You can't sort out the locals on this one. I did this really quickly last night, so I didn't even have time to absorb it all.
And how were you able to do this? Just had a great
in Excel. I'm a traffic modeler, so this stuff is right at my alley. I'm not a public speaker, so this is not a public.
You're doing a fine job.
You do. You can filter and sort each column. So when you designate a column, you know, first he's sorted and filtered by district, and then he could have filtered again or sorted again, excuse me, by functional class. But it at least gives you an idea of yeah, I mean, just a quick look of how much. How much is accomplished, and especially if the next one is 7 pages long, you know, you see that when you designate more money to local roads, you get more local roads.
It's funny how that works, huh?
One of those things about math.
Yeah.
When I started to see this come out as on screen, I was tempted to print it all, but printer cartridges, if I'm still ridiculous.
You can use the payment you get for being on this committee to buy some.
that extra money was not spent.
There you go.
I think
they got it.
Does everybody have some table six or the scenario six thing? Mm-hmm. It has a little different breakdown for each district. The arterial collectors, I put the two parts together in one single packet. So arterials and collectors, for each district, arterial and collectors are listed first, and then locals. And I just did subtotals to run along. And this is where we split everything evenly, so the subtotals are given. But look at, just starting with district one, look at the list of locals. And when I first got on the subcommittee, I thought we would be looking at roads all over the place. That's just too daunting. I didn't realize how many roads there are that the county has to deal with. So this is a, and that's not what we're, and that's too much work for not getting paid. But just flipping through, you can flip through, our materials and collectors, District Two is the second page, and it doesn't have as long a list of locals. District Three on the third page is a relatively short list of arterials, but a very, very long list of locals. That's my district, so that speaks volumes to
where the need is.
Where it's needed, exactly. I'm impressed. District Five, pretty healthy list. The four is even a pretty healthy list of both. And District Five also a pretty healthy list, but you kind of get the point.
Yeah.
If we would have started with this, we would have been done with the meeting.
Maybe we are.
Thanks for doing it.
So from a,
I almost didn't have time.
From a road standpoint, staff, have we looked at how these fall, and do they encompass entire subdivisions, or might they be individual roads in different subdivisions? Have we looked at that?
No.
So it's possible they could be individual.
They're individual roads.
And you start to see that when you look at the map and how it mapped out.
So the map output is just out of SpeedSaver. It doesn't give us the ability to have full GIS capability to look at those sorts of things. So we were looking first for committee feedback regarding which direction we want to go. And once we do that, we could provide better GIS tools to demonstrate what is actually included so that you can actually have a live GIS map that you can zoom in and out of and go and look at those items. But that's a very good point, that if we have disparate sections, and we could have even segments of the same road where one segment has a slightly different PCI rating, and so one piece of the road gets done but not the other piece, even though one is very poor and one is failed. Could be, and so the fail gets done but not the other portion. And part of that is that we should invest at some point in getting the entire network re-rated. We don't have accurate ratings of the network. The last rating was done how many years ago now?
Of the local roads? 2013.
2013. And so we've degraded them just annually based on what could happen, but not based on field conditions. And so so we could have some roads that are in worse condition, but their PCI actually looks better than another road. So that would be something in a subsequent year that we may want to invest in a full reevaluation.
That
I think
the portion of partial roads being fixed is an issue now. We get calls from constituents all the time in our office that say, "You stopped right in front of my driveway, and my driveway needs to be, or not my driveway, the part of my local road needs to be fixed as well." So I mean, I think that's a situation that's true for both.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening now and it's already right.
Mm-hmm. I think the approach for degrading the PCI rating is a valid. It's not going to be entirely accurate in every instance, but I think undertaking a re-rating of those roads is going to take time. So as you pointed out, right, we need to come back and do that. I think the issue about where these roads fall relative to one another is something that is important for us to take a closer look at, because I know that, as you've mentioned, Lucretia, that's come up previously, and we don't want to have that type of outcome,
mm-hmm.
where people are left scratching their heads why their road didn't get done when their neighbors did. So, you know, I think we have to take a look at that. And do we have the subdivision name in StreetSaver? Is that an output or?
No, but once the list is outputted into GIS, we can cross-match it to any features. So that's not a problem. But we need to be cognizant also that in so doing, we're going to run instance into the opposite sort of instance. So if we want to do a continuous segment, just because even though StreetSaver scheduled half of that segment to be done, and the other segment isn't quite as good, we're gonna have people saying, hey, wait a minute, my road's in worse condition and yet you're doing that one. So this is the outcome of not having enough money. It's truly the problem that we're facing. So how do we best mitigate that? I think, yeah, we'll have to pull into the GIS environment, the Street Saver list, and once we do that, then we could bring that back for, but there's not gonna be time to do that prior to a meeting.
So, and I'm you know, wondering, in our desire to get to approval, we need to be sure that we're not unintentionally creating undesirable outcomes. So I think, while I would love for the committee to go ahead and approve, right, an approach, I think it's still gonna require some further evaluation and validation.
And perhaps the approval could be of
the methodology
and the parameters.
Exactly.
And then thereafter, get some wiggle room for minor adjustments and allow the department to do that without necessarily having.
So I then would recommend to the group that we not present a list of actual roads at the committee meeting next week, because the worst outcome
yes.
of that is in then analyzing it further, roads that are on come off, and that doesn't look
we
look
don't want
good.
Any oops moments.
Right.
This list is not accurate in terms of logistics. You guys are going to have to deal with mobilization, like you mentioned at the last TAC meeting.
Because if we're doing a road here and a road there, that increases the cost of the contractor services if we can group them.
So then our direction is to organize the local roads into subdivisions again like we did before, and the 50% of local money will actually be done in subdivisions. Is that how we want us to organize it?
I think we've got to give you all some
yeah.
flexibility
yeah.
to deal
yeah.
with
yeah.
all that.
Right.
You know, even the arterial collector on that, you might find that, you know, we're stopping short
okay.
someplace where we shouldn't have because
mm-hmm.
of some limitations.
Okay.
You guys need to have some. And that probably has to be communicated to the board once you take that recommendation forward, you know.
Maybe what we could come up with for Wednesday's meeting is some language that outlines some of that criteria
mm-hmm.
that the department
exactly.
that would be entrusted
mm-hmm.
to. You know,
exactly.
And
so,
did you mean Tuesday meeting?
Yes.
Tuesday. What meeting Wednesday?
So, and John, to the, you know, the point you just made about taking the list to the board, that at this point we had not intended, unlike the local road program, which was regionally across the various jurisdictions and was property tax based, and the board enacted that property tax, therefore we took that road list to the board for their approval. We had intended to operate this much more like the department annual program for selecting of roadways, and the advisory committee is a key input into that process. So what we would do is, subject to then the action by the advisory committee, we would write a memorandum to the county administrator and say the department, along with the advisory committee, has made this recommendation and we're seeking your concurrence to go ahead and advance
sure.
This package of improvements. So that was what we intended to do in this.
I'm just suggesting that if any board member wants to see what's happening in their district,
oh, yes,
you're going
to
have to be ready
right.
to do that.
Right.
That's
right.
all.
So
yeah.
Suggestion
sure.
that we kind of the committee will bless the outline and the
yeah.
method that we're using
yeah.
by having
yeah.
that next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Then just wrapping up, any other comments or questions on anything we discussed today before we ask our call to the audience?
So what do we have posted currently on the website?
We posted 5 and 6, everything that they got.
And the list of roadways.
So I think that has to be there.
Okay.
It's an item that was provided to the committee.
I can so.
So I'll just put that there.
And I think at this level, this is purely for discussion and evaluation.
Yeah.
So I think nothing has surfaced in terms of a final outcome. This body is a subcommittee of the Transportation Advisory Committee. This question will go in front of the Transportation Advisory Committee, and we can give updates. And then out of that would be, here's what is being recommended. These are the steps moving forward, and that will result in a finalized list of roadways.
Sure.
But I think because it was provided to the committee and it's been posted out there, I think it needs to remain out there.
Okay.
And we'll post the minutes, the summary for the previous meeting, and we'll get you guys the draft in the next couple of days so that it can all reflect and be in order as well.
Okay. Call to the audience. Okay, so future meeting, should we schedule something? Do we anticipate that we will need to meet again after we have the TAC meeting that Tuesday?
No, I think it's always easier to get something on the calendar rather than not.
So let's just get one on there after the meeting. The meeting's on the 23rd. Should we hold something for the 30th? Or is that too soon after the meeting? Maybe the 7th? How about the 7th? So we'll make it the 7th.
Okay. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, so I don't know which.
How about the
6th? Sorry, that Monday. So we'll hold that as a meeting time. At 10. Here.
So the 6th is county administrators.
That's okay.
And yet we're hoping that the action that we take next week won't be, but just in case
something unexpected comes up, we have it.
At what time, I'm sorry?
10.
Okay. Just get it scheduled.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think we're done.
Good.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Good.
Grab a donut, grab a scone.
Yeah, it's good.
I know, lots of carbs.